Salute, salute. Welcome back to the Retro Rick Podcast. I am your host, Rick. I'm back in the building. What's going on? I ain't holler at y'all in a minute. I'm here, though. You know what I mean? I'm here. I think I'm going on about 3 weeks. I think the 9th or the 10th. Somewhere in that area was the last time I dropped the episode. So we here, though, man. This thing's back rolling. I was going to take a couple more days off. Maybe even like a week or two more off. Just trying to figure out some things with the podcast. You know what I mean? I got some new ideas. And, you know, I'm just thinking about what direction I want to go and things like that. So I decided to fall back from the pod for a little bit. But yeah, other than that, man, I've just been chilling. My gym routine, man, for my followers that know, I told y'all I'm going to keep y'all updated on my gym routine. I've been consistent with the gym, so that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. This is the most I've ever been consistent with the gym, trying to get in there every other day. You know, and I've been sticking to that. I actually fucking hurt my back about last week sometime, like a week and a half ago. Went in there, tried to do some deadlifts. I don't know why. Well, I know why. I found this app, right? And, you know, I finally found the app. I've been searching for an app for a minute. And you know how these apps be, these workout apps. You'll download the app, put all your information in, and then at the end, after spending, you know, 5-10 minutes filling it, all the stuff out, at the end it says, oh, this app is $50 a week. I'm not spending $50 a week on the app. I don't really need the app. I just want the app as like a guideline, you know. So I finally found the app. So I've been planning my workouts for the week. So on this day, whatever day it was, I forget what day it was, but I went in there, did my workout, and I did two. I said, you know what, let me just run through another routine while I'm here. So it told me, yo, go hit the Smith machine, do a couple deadlifts, whatever the case. I didn't even have no heavy weights on there, you know, but I'm not used to deadlifting and things like that, so my form was crazy. I didn't stretch properly, and when I pulled back, I felt a sharp pain in my back. I was like, oh, nah, this joint almost made me, I almost collapsed in that joint. That's how fucking sharp the pain was. Like, I really almost collapsed. So I've been out of commission for the gym for like a week and a half, you know. It's getting better now, so I'm hoping, you know, around Friday or Saturday, I could get back in there, man. Sunday, you know, the latest. I'm trying to get back, you know, and I might go Monday through Friday, you know, just to make up on time, like really push myself, because I do want to get back in there. And I like that feeling of missing the gym. You know what I'm saying? I like that feeling of missing the gym, because that lets me know that, all right, you're starting to work. Your body is starting to get, you know, comfortable with going to the gym on a consistent basis, you know. So that's a good thing. But yeah, man, you know, like I said, man, I just been chilling, man, you know. I've actually been recording a little bit on my other podcast. I just happened to fall back from this podcast because, you know, like I said, I was just coming up with new ideas for the podcast and seeing how I can implement them and, you know, what I want to do with the podcast and what I see happening from this podcast and what direction I want to go and all that type of stuff. So that's what I've been doing and focusing on with this podcast. So as I continue with that, I'm going to keep y'all updated on that, you know. I got a bunch of guests want to come on, chop it up with me. So, you know, like I said, man, we're going to turn it up. You know what I mean? That's one thing's for sure. We're going to turn the podcast up, man. For real. The Retro Rick Podcast, it's definitely going to get turned up. So if you're rocking with me, you know, the way you could help me turn this shit up is just by sharing it, you know, telling people about it, commenting on it, subscribing and all that shit. You know, that's how you can help me turn up. But I'm definitely about to lock in and get busy. But yeah, today's Halloween. All right. Today is Halloween. This month went by crazy fast. Like the other day I was talking to my wife. I was like, yo, we ain't been watching no scary movies because, you know, it's the holiday season. So you got to watch the movies according, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's October. We in scary movie time. Next month, we going to be in family comedy type, you know, vibes. And then we get into the Christmas movies. But I'm like, yo, Halloween is Tuesday. We ain't really been watching no scary movies. So we just been, TV been on nothing but scary movies, Halloweens and all that, you know? So I'm like, damn, today is Halloween. None of my kids was with us today. None of them. My youngest son, 8 years old, him and his friend, having a Halloween party. Then they went trick-or-treating. So I came from work, dropped him off over there. You know what I mean? My daughters, they teenagers. You know, they do their own thing. One daughter went with her friends. My other daughter went with her friends. Me and my wife is like, damn, like, this is our first Halloween since having kids that we're not taking them trick-or-treating. Like, it's just me, my wife, and scary movies. Like, I'm like, damn, our kids is getting old. Like, they're getting big on us. You know, like, my son is really, he went with his friend trick-or-treating. Like, they went to a party, dropped them off. He, all right, dad. I'm like, damn. So this is my first year of not having to take my kids trick-or-treating. You know what I mean? Then I'm thinking, because again, I ain't been trick-or-treating myself in many moons. You know, I take my kids trick-or-treating. And every year I wonder, is Halloween, like, do people still do mischief in Halloween? I know it's going to be some news reports of, you know, people doing crazy shit, because it's when the freaks come out. All the bugged out motherfuckers, they come out around this time because they can wear masks. And, you know, it's that shit's going to happen. But I'm talking about, like, is there egg throwing? You know what I mean? Is anybody knocking on doors and running and TPing cars and things like that? Like, is any of that type of stuff going on? I personally haven't seen it in years. Right? I haven't seen it in years. Now, I live in a nice neighborhood. And that could be the reason why. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the hood. But is that going on? You know, somewhere tonight, an egg got thrown. I have to believe that. I have to think that somewhere, some hood, an egg got thrown. And all it takes is that one egg to get thrown to set it off. You know what I mean? Then it's on for the rest of the night. So somebody somewhere set it off, man. Me personally, I haven't seen it. I'm driving to take my son, drop my son off. I'm driving to pick my girls up, even picking them up. You know what I'm saying? I just picked them up not too long ago. Even picking them up, I didn't worry about my car getting egg. You know what I mean? Like, we got the BM outside. Like, I'm not worrying about nobody egging the BM. I'm not worried. Again, it could be the neighborhood, you know. But even driving my picking my girls up and just driving around, I ain't worried about it going through no other neighborhoods. But then again, like I said, it could be the area. You know, I'm not in no gated community or nothing like that, but maybe that's what it is. But I'm just like, damn, it's really Halloween, you know? And that's wild, because that shit came quick. But yeah, that's, you know, like I said, man, first year without the kids doing trick-or-treating, man, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Let them experience things and go out, hang out with their friends and enjoy their friends, you know. My son, he was with his man, Dawson. You know, him and his friends, they, you know, a couple of him and a couple of his friends, names start with a D, so they call themselves the D Squad. So he was over there with one of his D Squad boys. You know, they running around doing what they do. So, you know, like I said, man, just me, the wife, and scary movies. Now, I am ready for some new scary movies. You know, I don't even mind. Even if it's the classics, man. I know we all seen the Jasons and this's and that's and that's and this. Remake them, man. It is what it is. They classics to me, in my book. I'm never getting tired of them. I never get tired of watching Halloween. I never get tired of watching Friday the 13th. And I'm like, it's classics. And they're not making no movies. So remake these shits. You know what I mean? Now, the Halloween Ends with the Jason. Come on, man. Yeah, the way y'all did Mike Myers, man. Whoever the homie, I forget homie name, but the kid found Mike Myers in the sewer and all that, manhandling Mike. Come on, man. You cannot manhandle Mike Myers. I did not like that. Now, I get it. Mike old and all that. He older now. But come on, man. He's still Mike. You know, he is still who he is, man. You should not have let that boy manhandle Mike Myers like that in Halloween Ends. I didn't like that. You know what I mean? I ain't like that. I need another one, man. You know what I'm saying? That can't be the last Halloween. I need another one. I ain't like the way y'all did Mike. Y'all ain't no way in hell that boy was manhandling Mike like that. Took his mask and all that. And you know what's crazy? If you watch Halloween Ends, like, instead of killing off son, they should have just let him be the new Mike Myers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real. That's what I thought. At least that's the direction he was heading down. You know? But like I said, man, they could make some new Halloween themed movies, you know. Yeah, that's crazy if you think about it. Why don't they just make a whole new Halloween type series? You know, make a whole new Halloween type series. Like, why ain't they doing that? Halloween, the movie Halloween, Mike Myers, them joints been out since the 70s, yo. I think the first Halloween came out in 78. Jason probably was in the damn early 80s, the first one, like the first one. You know, if you think about it, you really got the main three, like, Halloween, October type movies is Freddy, Jason, and Mike Myers. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like, you know, damn, yo. We only got them three. Yo, make a new one, Hollywood. Holla at me, man. You know, holla at me. Also, I come to grips with, when it comes to music, I'm an old head, man. And I say this all the time. I'm a hip-hop head, right? And when I say I'm a hip-hop head, I mean I've been a hip-hop head. I've been doing hip-hop since the early 90s. All right? I've been a hip-hop head since the early 90s. It's not nothing you can really kind of tell me about hip-hop. I know everything. I'm a student. I'll read. I everything you could think of with hip-hop, I do. Right? And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this new era not being my... That ain't me, man. I'm not from this era. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to continue to try to understand this era. Even though I'm an intelligent person, I understand everything. I understand what they're doing. I understand the money play. I understand the marketing. I understand all that. But this ain't my era. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with people liking what they like, and I like what I like. And I'll debate all day. You know what I'm saying? I'll debate it all day with whoever. I like to debate. But this era ain't fucking my era. You know what I'm saying? I'm cut from that golden era. You know, I come from hanging posters on the wall. I come from reading the back of the cassettes, then reading the back of the CDs, making your own cassette tapes. You know, I come from that era, making your own 90-minute tapes when you got to pause it, so you ain't got no commercials in your shit. I come from that era. You know, I come from reading the back of the CD. I come from that era. Everything about my era is better than this era, in my opinion. And I'm sure that this era going to say everything was better than my era. Okay, cool. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. It is what it is. But it's not like this new era and this new way of music and you know, what they're pushing and all that. It's just, it's sad, man. In my opinion, it's sad, man. It's sad, yo. You know, it's really, really sad. Like, I seen Blueface baby moms get a deal. Like, come on, man. What are we doing? You know what I mean? What are we doing, yo? Like, this is what we doing. This is what we doing. But yet, homie that's, you know, at his crib, homie on his lunch break, that's writing the fucking meanest song in the world that's probably never going to get heard. Y'all niggas don't even click on his shit when he send it to you, but y'all sign a blue face baby mom. It's like, come on, man. What do we, like, this is what the music business has come to. You know what I mean? Like, y'all don't even have enough artists, yo. Like, y'all have artists. Y'all do. Let me take that back. Y'all got a million fucking artists. Y'all got a bunch of artists, but it ain't that much, like, cream of the crop type artists, man. Y'all artists be putting out mid. Like, y'all artists be putting out a lot of Reggie, yo. Like, for real. Y'all artists of this generation be putting out a lot of fucking Reggie, man. And y'all be letting that shit rock. Y'all be letting that shit rock. And I'm not saying that everything from my era was top notch. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it was more top notch than it was Reggie. Here it's like more Reggie than it is top notch. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, it's fucking ridiculous on how this industry is being ran. And ain't nobody trying to do shit about it. Because everybody's just getting their pockets. You know, niggas that's on, it's like, yo, I'm on. I don't care. They don't even care that they getting jerked. As long as they can go buy a chain in the car and have money to floss and look like that nigga, they don't even give a fuck. You know what I mean? They don't even give a fuck. People don't stick to, yo, if all, just think about this. Y'all, a lot of these rappers look at these streaming numbers and shit and all that. They complain about it, whatever, whatever. Yo, go on strike. Nobody put nothing out. Every rapper right now, don't put nothing out for like a month. You will get whatever you need. And that goes across the board. That goes across the board. Like, for real, that goes across the board. If niggas just stick together, we'll get everything we need. Stop spending money for a month. We'll get what we need. Whatever we asking for, we'll get it. Y'all rappers want better pay and all that? Stop making music for a month. Y'all get it. Right now, y'all getting robbed left and right. And y'all don't even care because they giving y'all just enough to make y'all feel like y'all doing something. Or y'all doing more than what you is. But let's see how that play out in the long run. Y'all playing a short-term game and they playing a long-term game with you. You know? And it's wild, man. It's wild, yo. You be looking at these people, I'm like, yo, you let that person get on, that person on. Man, y'all can have this era. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have this era. But yeah, man. And speaking of my era, Lloyd Banks dropped a new album today. Halloween Havoc 4. Come on, man. Listen. Lloyd Banks is over a dub in. He's over a dub in. Like, Lloyd Banks is over 20 years in. And the quality of music that he's putting out, the frequency of music he's putting it out in, ain't too many from his era that's still around that's doing it. You know? Yeah, it's people that's from his era that's around, but they're not putting out music. And if they is putting out music, it ain't to the capacity, to the high level that he's putting it out. We all know Banks' pen is different, so, you know, we understand that. Lloyd Banks is a writer, and I would consider Lloyd Banks a writer's writer, you know. again, y'all era, this new era, and niggas, y'all don't understand that. You know, y'all don't get how a nigga like Banks, who's over 20 years in, is giving you work right now. Nas is over fucking 30 years in, giving you work right now. Y'all niggas don't really understand what these niggas is doing. You know, y'all don't get it. And like I said, Lloyd Banks is over 20 years in. And go back and look at all the people that was out when he was out and just do a compare and contrast. You know, that's very fucking hard to do. That is very fucking hard to do. He's been out for over 20 years, still putting out music at a high level. Go back and look at when Lloyd Banks first dropped, right? We could take it back to The Hunger for More. If I'm not mistaken, I think that was 04. Go look and see who was like them niggas in 04, right? And do a compare and contrast. See where they at right now. And if they is out, see what they dropping and what level are they dropping it. It's not going to be at a high level. You know what I'm saying? It's not. So shout out to Lloyd Banks. You know what I mean? Banks actually told me he liked my review before. You know what I mean? So salute to Banks, man. Definitely should want to get him on the podcast, man. So if you're listening to this, definitely would need you on here, man. I love to talk music with you. But yeah, man, on the rollout, we definitely gonna jump into some Lloyd Banks, because this is one of the things that I'm trying to do with this podcast. And you know, I'm gonna bring in artists that I like. You know, a lot of bullshit artists get pushed to the forefront, and I'm trying to build a community where niggas could come here and, you know, we gonna have that heat on the Retro Rick podcast, you know. So each week I'm gonna probably come through, play something that I'm feeling and things like that. Cause I always said one thing for sure, two things for certain, man. I always said I'll be one of the illest A&Rs, you know what I'm saying? Cause my ear for music is like that. So I always said I'd be an ill A&R. So I'm going to start coming on here and just sharing some music that I come across and some shit that I'm liking or whatever the case. But we definitely going to get into this Lloyd Banks Halloween Havoc. Today is Halloween. Banks drop. Come on, man. Like I said, this is my era. Y'all, all that other shit, man, y'all niggas can have that shit. I promise you, you can have it. You can have it. I'm not here to debate you. You know what I mean? I'm not here to debate you. Word. But yeah, man, we about to roll out of here. I just figured I'd come in, chop it up with y'all for a little bit, man. Give y'all a little update on where I've been, man. You know, like I said, I took a break from the podcast because, you know, we want to change some things up on the podcast. So I wanted to put some time and think about what I want to do and things like that. And I'm still trying to sort it out, you know, but it's been a while. So I said, you know what, I got to turn the mic on. I got to come on in. I got to talk to my people, you know, the people that's rocking with me. I definitely appreciate it, you know. You need some advice, you need anything like that, hit me up at theretrorickpodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to me. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you some real advice. I ain't going to clown you or nothing like that. You ain't even got to put your name in it. Just send me the email, and there you go. That's all you got to do. You want to got some music or anything like that? Reach out to me, man. Let me hear it. You hot? I'll play it on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? You nice. I'll chop it up with you. You know what I'm saying? That's my only criteria. You gotta be nice. You know? You gotta make good music. I don't give a fuck who you is. I can know you. I cannot know you. That's all I'm asking. Just make good music. But yeah, man, we're gonna get into this Lloyd Banks, man. Let me see what I wanna play off this joint, man. Salute the Banks, man. Banks dropped Halloween Havoc Part 4. This joint is fire. I'm going to do Dangerous Minds, man. This is Lloyd Banks, Dangerous Minds, Halloween Havoc 4. Let's get it. Yeah. New Lloyd Banks.
Nigga, if we ain't come out the same mother, you ain't my twin from where the magic dark clowns had disappeared when the paper's thin. Two humpers in a Scrooge McDuck bunker. Figured I'd take a swim. Bullet holes in my four-figure garments. Ain't even break my skin. Bet you think money grows on trees. Put your gloves on and rake them then. Anytime that I land on top counts for a South Jamaica win. Trust me, shit always goes left. The devil's right here in a break your chin. And kids grow up victims to the predicament you raise them in. A $1.50 is Satan's grin. Same stuff in the Stapleton. Back on my 5 and better, it's starting to feel like 08 again. I know just what it takes to win. Plotting while on vacation, and product of New York's dopest. The smokers won the free base again. Saddest news at the day start. Poverty's bites a great shot. Gotta double a Kevlar up. Backstabber, not say sharp. Fate is always consistent. They ain't gonna offer a change heart. Smart can sell you a dummy. The stupid can never play smart. Play with mine, this ain't the time. Gloomy days and dangerous minds. Niggas don't complain or cry. High as the days go by. Getting it from 1 to 12, the 10th month is my favorite time. Niggas ain't afraid to die till it's time to say goodbye. You don't wanna take this ride. Your path ain't the same as mine. Problems happen every day. Bad news ain't gonna change the grind. Money count a major kind. Flying out the state for mine. Niggas
fire.
My favorite time of the year is when the trouble come out to play. I'ma burn up everything that I touch, stay the fuck out my way. There's haters in all directions, I'm spinning round when I spray. I ain't even breaking the sweat like a scrimmage now when I play. I've been loading this clip for all of them, off all of them, I'll make them sick. With more triggers than postpartum, I'll haul them, whipping the shit. You talking shit, I beg your pardon, won't harm them, I walk equipment. We ain't galloping 553 horses, bitch. Hardest they praise and can't do shit with me. Maybe I'm out the loop with this. My DNA is linked to Don jeans, wallets and Ruger prints. Here to supply a gruesome wish, laughing out of the stew convinced. Steaming hash in a scream ass, pinning the shit the Kruger flips. Niggas know what the blueprint is, challenge it or get used to this. Should've been served you this shit last year, waiting just grew suspense. The stagnation, the contract was stolen me, I've been moving since. Couldn't deal with the old banks, what the fuck they gonna do with this? Play with mine, this ain't the time. Gloomy days and dangerous minds, niggas don't complain or cry. High as the days go by, getting it from 1 to 12, the 10th month is my favorite time. Niggas ain't afraid to die, till it's time to say goodbye. You don't wanna take this ride, your path ain't the same as mine. Problems happen every day, bad news ain't gonna change the grind. Money count.
Come on, man. That's Lloyd Banks, Dangerous Minds, off the new project, Halloween Havoc 4. That's over 20 plus years right there, man. And listening to the level that he was rapping at. And you got niggas nowadays who ain't been in the game a year and they not rapping on that level. They not even putting that same effort into their music. And they been in the game 2 fucking years. And Lloyd Banks been in the game for 20 plus years. And he's rapping at that level. That's passion, man. That means that's passion. You understand? It's a difference when a nigga's pushing his pen with passion and a nigga's pushing his pen to get a check. You understand? Niggas that's pushing this shit just for the check. And listen, we all got kids. We all got families. There's nothing wrong with getting your money. You know, but this hip hop thing is a culture, man. Some of us just appreciate this shit a little different. And I wish that the niggas that appreciate this shit a little different get more of that light. You know, it's like the niggas that really, really appreciate this culture and really, like, you know, is about the culture, the craftsmanship, the artistry of the culture. Like, nah, I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna take my time. Like I said, I would consider Lloyd Banks a writer's writer. You know, you got niggas that been in this game for 3 years. They don't put half the effort that this man just put into his projects, and he's going in 20 plus years. So we got to salute niggas like Lloyd Banks. We got to salute niggas like Nas. Niggas that don't got to do this shit, they solidified. Come on. They upper echelon, you know? But that passion keeps them making music. But yet, all they're showing us is the niggas who can't even have a fucking conversation with you in an interview. Not knocking, but come on, man. What are we talking about? Let's get back to the niggas that's really about this culture, man, before we have no culture. Y'all niggas is like, y'all let this shit just get away from us. Niggas have been in the game for fucking 3 years, ain't putting half the time into they craft. Niggas going in the booth saying anything. Then you got Banks, who came out, biggest movement, spot solidified, 20 plus years. And look what he's given. We got to appreciate niggas like that, man. Salute Lloyd Banks. You know, Banks has always been one of my favorite rappers. But yeah, man, we back in the building, man. I just wanted to let y'all know, man, that's my era. You know what I mean? Like, y'all can have this shit, man. I'm with the niggas that really rap. Like, I'm on that side of the shit, man. Niggas that's really about this culture, you know? So, like I said, man, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to start playing joints that I like. And that's going to be my thing, man. At the end of each episode, we're going to give you something from a nigga. And might not a nigga be a nigga you ain't never heard of. Because, again, that don't, just because you might, just because a nigga got a fucking viral TikTok song, nigga, it's niggas right now that got 4 listens on a song that's super nice, super talented. But of course, so they gonna go get the viral TikTok nigga over that nigga with the 4 listens. But that don't take nothing away from the nigga with the 4 listens. I'm here for them niggas. You understand what I'm saying? I'm here for the niggas that got 4 listens. Cause nigga, your time will come, man. Just keep pushing, man. But yeah, man. I'm out of here. Just wanted to come holler at y'all, man. It's been a little minute since I chopped it up with y'all. And yeah, follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, the RetroRickPodcast@gmail.com. And go stream that new Lloyd Banks, man. We gone.